SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
It is hump day. Good, the bad, and the dumb hump day. And you know, because let's feel good, let's get to the good.
The good of the day. Tony, don't know if you were watching the news yesterday, but there's a landmark court case happening with an outcome that could change the world as we know it.
Oh, give it to me.
No, it's not in D.C. A German court has ruled hangovers are, in fact, an illness.
Are they really now?
Yes.
So
if you are suffering from a hangover, I guess technically you can call in sick. You can Jalen Ramsey it, if you will.
Yeah.
It has to do with there was a supplement company saying that they had the cure for a hangover. You just drink this and whatever. And there was a court battle going on between that company and the German court and trying to determine where this kind of fits in with, say, other medicines. And, they did determine that hangovers are, in fact, an illness.
Oh, okay. How's this going to go down?
Well, I mean, I guess I'm not sure what the outcome will be, but I mean, next time I have a hangover, if I call in sick, I can call in sick.
Right. Can this be doctor treated? Like,
I guess you
stay
can
out
go
two or three days.
You know, I mean, I don't know how it would work, really, to be honest with you. I mean, yeah. you have a good weekend binge drinking weekend. You're out with your buddies and then decide that Monday you just can't handle it. Let's take the Super Bowl, for example.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because we've always wanted that Monday to be a national holiday. So
what
we
would we call it, though? What would we call it?
I don't know.
Like, you can't have a holiday without a name. You can't just say it's a holiday because we all are tired. Like, you can't have that. But you got to call it something pretty awesome. Then Hallmark can make cards for it and all that good stuff. There's got to be some sort of recuperation day.
Maybe
something like that.
Maybe it's just recoup day.
Recuperation day.
So anyway, I mean, it's a case against the maker of an anti-hangover drink, which we have plenty of here in America.
Plenty of those, yes.
Yeah. The firm was taken to court after being accused of making illegal health claims about its anti-hangover shots and drink powders.
Oh.
In its ruling, the court said illnesses included even small or temporary changes to the body's normal state.
Oh.
So that's where hangover, because it's a temporary thing. It could be a slippery slope, to be honest with you, because
right?
If you, I don't know if it's along the same lines, but it is a small or temporary change. Could a brain freeze be determined an illness?
Oh my God. I've had plenty of those.
Yeah.
I had one just the other day with a freeze pop.
Of course. Sucking down an icy too fast. I mean, it's delicious, but sometimes you get a brain freeze. Maybe, is that a new way to get out of work?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
We'll
just
see.
Just have a Slurpee sitting in your desk like, man, I'm just not feeling it. So let me suck this down real quick.
By the way, why is
brain
it with
freeze?
Why is it with freeze pops? Orange is just not attractive.
I don't know.
Like people, like if you try this at work, bring a bunch of freeze pops, go to the store, buy a bunch of freeze pops.
I know what you're talking about.
Put them in a freezer,
mm-hmm.
Then tell people they're freeze pops in the freezer. After a few minutes, go in and check, and orange will be left in droves.
Everyone will go for the red.
Right? Red or purple, green.
Green. Those will be
even
gone.
The raspberry blue, if you get that
kind. Who doesn't want raspberry blue where you have blue lips and blue tongue?
That's right. But orange.
Make all the Smurf jokes.
For whatever reason, just doesn't pop.
It is. I mean, it's bizarre.
It is bizarre.
I mean, I've noticed that because obviously I have three boys, and every summer, we'll just, they're cheap, and we'll just have popsicles sitting in the freezer for anyone to come and take. And the orange ones are always left behind.
Yep. Almost
and
universal.
Then, it's like, when you ask kids, like, what color do you want? Red? No, I don't have it. Purple? No, I have orange. Oh, well,
yeah.
All right.
Orange.
I'll have orange.
I'd rather, do you have any sawdust I could eat? I'd rather eat sawdust.
Put that on a popsicle, please.
Yeah, please. All right, so what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, I sent you a video link.
All right, I saw this video.
Yeah. I just have to say it's happening again. A company called Boston Dynamics. They created a robot they call Atlas, and this robot can perform a flawless gymnastics routine.
It is amazing. It is amazing. This robot is doing tumbles,
yep,
jumps with splits, backflips, spins. And when I first saw this,
and landing everything perfectly.
And it is... I first saw this, I thought, there's a human being inside this. This is a robot costume.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a robot costume. This company is lying to us. They did not make a robot that does this. This is impossible for a robot to do. And then you watch it and you realize, oh, no, it's true. They have done this with the robot. Now it is athletic.
Yep.
It's athletic and can jump, and that means we're even more dead.
Yeah. Why?
That's what I keep asking. Why are we watching? Why are we doing this?
Why are we creating our end, basically?
Is it possible, and I mean this in all respect to Boston Dynamics, is it possible this is CGI, that they're pulling a prank? Doesn't this feel like this is impossible for a machine to do?
Listen, I'm not going to get political with you, Tony. Greta Thunberg?
Yes.
I mean, viral. She's making all the headlines.
The Swedish climate girl.
Yeah, she's wrong, by the way, because weather won't kill us. It'll be robots.
That's right. See, here's the problem with Greta's situation. When she goes, "You stole my dreams," she'll be talking to a robot that won't
care. Exactly.
Right? She could speak to us and we can go, "Oh, well, we killed her dreams. What are we going to do? We got to fix that." The robot will go.
Because I know why we're doing it. We would love to have Rosie from the Jetsons.
Of course we would.
That's what we're hoping for. What's going to be the problem is that, like you said, when Greta is telling her complaints to a robot, the robot won't care. And it'll say, "Great, go get me a drink, please."
Yeah, that's
because
right.
Because we are going to become the Rosies.
That's exactly right. So
that's what we're destined.
God, and
if not, they kill us.
We've done these robot stories before, and we keep bringing up the same point. You're never going to get people to stop making these robots do anything. They're going to be able to do everything.
Exactly.
The technology is unstoppable. Elon Musk said AI is very dangerous, but the problem with you'll never calm it. People are always going to want computers to do more and more and more and more and more all the time. It will never stop.
Yeah.
There's nothing it will never stop.
This is what I want you to think about, you guys, and all you guys listening out there. All you got to do is type in Boston Dynamics Atlas Robot, right?
Yep.
See what we're talking about.
Trust us.
Then what I want you to do is imagining putting an AI chip inside this robot.
Yeah.
And That's it. We're done.
Unreal. This is really amazing.
Skynet is created, and we're done. We're finished.
I keep watching this going, this is...
Yeah, it looks fake.
It really does look fake. It really does.
It looks... That's incredible, but you're playing with fire.
Yeah, it is amazing. Oh, goodness. It's so crazy. All right, what is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day... Okay, there's a story that came out. Raja Bell said Shaq had a secret code to tell teammates to stop passing the ball to Kobe. Right?
Right.
That's not the dumb. What the dumb is for me is, why do we still care about a Shaq-Kobe
beef? Yeah, why are we doing that? I agree completely.
How did this resurface? Are there not enough storylines in the NBA right now?
We were running a promo for Brian Barrett's show, comes on after us, and he had a really good point. He goes, why are we still... asking Kobe about Shaq, and why are we still asking Shaq about Kobe? Why are those two still doing this years and years later? That is a great question we as a sports society need to get answered. Why are we asking these two about their relationship? Bury it, be done with it. I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Yes. They were teammates. They were great together. They've won championships together. Move on.
Yeah, after a while, Shaq wanted to move on, and it didn't work out. Okay, fine. It happens to everybody. My God. It's crazy.
It's beyond me how every single day I feel like I'm reading another story about, oh, did you hear about this Shaq and Kobe beef? Like, who cares? Neither one of them play anymore.
It was fine when it was going down. It was really fun when, remember when Shaq won the title in 2006 and was doing that rap song where he talked about Kobe and... those were fun times. Not anymore.
But that's when they were playing. That's when it was current. Now we're retired. Now we're Shaq has a great career as an analyst, as just an overall entertainer.
Yeah.
Just let
Kobe's
Shaq entertain.
A great businessman. He's doing some great entrepreneurial things.
He's probably setting himself up for probably right now practicing his Hall of Fame speech when he gets inducted next year.
Absolutely.
Which to me seems bizarre that it's already been 5 years. Still.
It's really 5 years when he hit that when he scored 60 that night.
Yeah,
that's nuts.
Or we're coming close to that.
I'm going to wake up one day and I'm going to be like, I'm going to be 75 years old. Go what happened?
What happened there?
I can't believe it. Yeah, you're right.
Why is Brady still playing?
There's enough of this. Done with this.
Be done. We're over it, America. There are so many more storylines in the NBA right now. Let's focus on Kevin Garnett. I mean, not Kevin Garnett, Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant.
I don't need to focus on Garnett either.
So there's enough. There's enough there. There's enough. Even in the with the guys currently playing, there's enough drama with the guys currently playing.
Right.
With what's going on, you don't need to bring up it's old. You know,
let's talk
old
about
beef.
Iguodala not showing up to his team.
Yeah, the Memphis Grizzlies. Memphis Grizzlies saying you can stay away, and he's like, "Great, that's wonderful."
Can I still play for the Warriors?
Yeah,
can I go draw back a paycheck from you? Is that allowed?
Right. I mean, that's nuts. I mean, you're absolutely right. So yeah, that is dumb. Stop with the Kobe Shaq.
Stop. We're done. We're done. Stop asking them questions about each other too. There's no more sound bites left.
That's it. All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Wednesday. It's SB Nation Radio.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.